Man does not live by bread alone. He likes cake, too. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with The Absolute Philosopher. Man does not live by bread alone. He likes cake, too. We could be very devout, very dedicated, very religious, very spiritual. We could be all these wonderful things. My goodness, wouldn't that be wonderful? We could keep our nose to the grindstone. We could keep our shoulder to the wheel. We could do all of the things that life says is important. And it is important. And as we do these things, we get a little tired of everything. And we say, hey, what the heck is all this about? I like to have a little bit of fun in life. I like to have a little joy in life. I like to have a little bit of excitement in life, too. I like some cake. Not only bread, but I like some cake. Well, today, bakers are having loads of fun. They're making breads that are as exciting as cake ever was. They're making bread that is filled with jellies, bread that is filled with all sorts of sweetness, bread that is covered with frosting, bread that is covered with all sorts of glaze and other things, and bread that has sesame seeds over it. It has all sorts of things. Bread that has a crust that makes that crust just so delicious. You want to bite into it and enjoy it thoroughly and fully and completely, and you just never want to give up. Ha ha! Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Well, you see, we are like that. We have given up long time ago sackcloth and feeling sorry for ourselves. We've given up long time ago in being unhappy with life. You know, in old traditional tribes and old historical activities, there weren't too many activities going on to be entertaining. So what they made entertaining was death. They made the death an entertaining experience. They would hold a wake, be a party for the dead. They would have many long funerals that would last for days and days and days. They would sit at the body, the side of the body that had died, and they would, so to speak, mourn over it, perhaps thinking of all the good times that they had had. And they made a big party over it. And then they go to church. Oh my goodness, going to church. And you have to bow, and you have to genuflect, and you have to kneel. It's all the same thing, isn't it? Yeah. And you have to wear your pretty clothes to church. You can't wear your old clothes to church. It's not acceptable in the sight of God, my goodness, or in the sight of your neighbors either. Hmm. Or in the sight of the priest or the minister or whoever, the rabbi. You got to wear your good duds, your going to church clothes, put on a good show. You see, man does not live by bread alone. He lives by cake, too. He likes cake. So what is it that we do that makes life not really an enjoyable experience? Well, many people make their job their life. Their job is all-encompassing and all-fulfilling and all-satisfying. They go to work, and they're totally satisfied at work, and they're satisfied with the people they're meeting there, and it's like another family, a family away from the family. And as they do their job and as they do their activities, they feel a sense of satisfaction when they go home in the evening. They don't need their family for any sense of satisfaction. They just feel a sense of satisfaction for themselves. And it's very interesting, and that's okay. That's perfectly okay, because, you see, they're putting the frosting on the bread while they're eating it as their daily bread, as they're going to do their daily work. And many women do this in their homes or in their work, and they treat their families like that. Oh, it is interesting how we like to decorate our children and take them to church on Sunday. At least we used to do this years ago, and put fancy dresses on them. They'd have communion. They would have all these sort of church-related activities which made them feel that they could dress up and be so pretty and be so nice. And hey, that's good. That's good. In South and in Mexico and in Italy and Spain and perhaps many other countries too, church holidays are so beautiful. They have a statue that they parade around the city, and they wear costumes and they dress up, and the men go out and do things just as equally as the women go out, and the men perhaps even more so, because the weight of the statue they carry is quite heavy, and they have to parade around. Well, afterwards, then comes a relaxation time where they all get together in the bar, and they all get together and they have their cocktail and their relaxation time. And, you know, we just make a mess out of our life. You say, well, that's not a mess, that's wonderful. National Geographic makes big spreads over that, and Mardi Gras and New Orleans and all these things. It's such a wonderful time, and people have such festivity. Well, what are they doing in these times? They're letting their hair down. They're having their cake. And you see, the cake shouldn't have to be after such special arrangements. The cake should be a normal activity. I know here on in the monastery, it's quite common to have very nice meals. We have very delicious meals, very complete meals. And after a meal, I'll say, hey, I feel like a little dessert. And so they run to the cupboard and they open the cookie boxes and they bring out a dozen cookies and spread them around the table for four people. My goodness. I say, don't do that. This is the cake. Put one cookie out for each person and let it be something that we delight in, not something we gorge in, and we no longer think that cookies are exciting because all we do is whenever they come out, we just gulp them down. And a cookie is a special thing. A cookie is something very special. My God, if a man came home from work and he grabbed his wife and he kissed her and 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 kissed her, which is not a bad idea, but if he kissed her and 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 kissed her, pretty soon it would become old. It should be something special, something very wonderful and very special and very treasured. And the kiss, it can be long, it can be short, it can be much, it can be little, but the kiss should be very special. And when the kiss is special and it's meaningful, then it means something. A kiss is just a slobbering of lips together and stuff like that, but when a kiss is a gentle embrace, when a kiss is the foreplay for love, and love means caring about one another, when the kiss is just the gentleness of the husband chasing the wife around the house while she's setting up the supper table and so forth, and just kissing her on the neck and gently caressing her and saying, you are the most wonderful, beautiful being I could ever imagine. And not wanting to go to bed with her, that's the last thing. But the thing is, just to enjoy her company and enjoy her presence and enjoy her fragrance. Enjoy the frosting on the cake. You see, life is so filled with opportunities to eat the cake. Life is so filled with it, but we overlook it. Because whenever we have a cookie, we want a dozen. Whenever we have ice cream, we want a whole bowl full. One scoop of ice cream would probably be exciting and delicious, but we have a whole bowl full, and you just feel satisfied, and the delight of the ice cream isn't something you remember through the evening because you had so much of it. And so much snuggling, hugging, and kissing is overkill too. But I don't recommend that you quit it. All I do is say, keep it in perspective. Have no ulterior motive in loving your spouse or loving your loved one, except to love them. When you love your child, you love him with all your heart. You love him and you surround him. Well, I like my dog Rex. In the morning he'll bow for me, and I'll reach down and I'll grab him under the chest and I'll hug and love him, and I'll say, you're the nicest guy, you're the most wonderful dog, that's my cake. And that's Rex's cake. Now Rex would like to have me hug him and snuggle him and pet him all day long. He'd run away for a rabbit or something like that, but basically he'd just like to be petted all day long. And of course, if you pet them all day long, it soon is a meaningless activity. It's like the meat and potatoes. It's like the bread and not the cake. You see, we take things out of focus and we take things out of action and we take them away from their meaningful way. Bread is the sustenance of life. Cake is the special topping that comes along to say, ah yes, ah yes. And the meal is supremely good, the bread is supremely good, but the cake comes along and it leaves that very sweet, delightful taste in your mouth. And if you have too much of it, you don't have that delightful taste in your mouth. It ceases to be there. It ceases to be a joy, a memory, a happiness for you. Yes, man does not live by bread alone. He likes cake too. But that's the point. He likes cake too. He likes a little bit of cake too. He doesn't like a whole lot of it. Oh, he would eat a whole lot of it. My dog Rex, he had a birthday yesterday. 3 years old, 21 years old, dog's years. And Sylvia made him a special cake, and one for little love too. And the special cake she made for Rex was a heap of rice, all pasted up with meat sauce and wieners sticking out the top of that lump of rice and chopped wieners around the edge. And boy, oh boy, what a dish. And then she gave it to him on a flat dish. And I said, no, put it in a bowl so when he eats it, it doesn't fly all over the floor and he's got to go clean the floor too. So she put him in a nice bowl. And then in that bowl, he could eat it more easily. But you see, as soon as he was done eating his big bowl, which was more than enough to satisfy him, it was more than his dinner would have been, then he went over to Little Love's plate, and he wanted to get anything that was left on Love's plate. Then he went back to the kitchen, and he looked around to see if there was anything that was there that should be going to him. He was voracious. He wanted to eat all he could. Now, we stopped it at that. That was an adequate portion, a little more than adequate portion, and we let him be. Now, and naturally he'd be looking around for more. He'd be begging because that's part of the game that he's playing for himself, to look for more than he needs. And human beings are a great deal like that too. And our judgment would be probably just as lacking as Rex's judgment would be if somebody spilled a whole box of hamburger on the floor. Do you think that he would let it remain there? We would have to scoop it up as quick as possible because he would eat it just in an instant, and his big tongue would scarf it up so fast it would be amazing. Well, that would be like his cake. You see, his normal meal is 2 cups of dog food, and he eats that, and he's very happy, very content. And then a little tidbit here or there in a little bit of table scrap, nothing tremendous, just a tiny little bit, just to let him know that he's part of the family. But even that, if we were to cut that off and just give him a doggy treat, which is designed for doggies, which is designed to fit their diet, he would be just as happy. He's only happy going after these things because he knows they're there. He can smell them, and he looks for them. And you and I, oh yes, we can live by bread alone. It'll satisfy us. We can get along just fine. But when the moment comes for us to have that cake, or that treat, that ice cream, that cookie, that pie, when it comes the moment for us to have that little treat, that cake, oh my, how good that looks. We were in the Campo Diner the other day, and everybody else was in town, so Sylvia and Ingeborg and Christy and I went into the Campo Diner to have lunch. And we had a wonderful lunch. And after lunch, we said, well, let's have a piece of pie. We saw the pie sitting there, waiting to be served. So the waitress came and said, would you like dessert? And we said, what do you have? And she named all the things they had, plus a gigantic chocolate cake. It looked just great. Well, that was one of Ingeborg's favorites. And so Ingeborg says, I'll have a piece of that chocolate cake. Oh, we all got our piece of pie with ice cream on it or cream on it or things, and it was very delicious. And Ingeborg got this piece of pie served on a large dinner plate, reaching one side of the plate to the other, all the way around. The slice was humongous, and layers of frosting in between the layers of the cake. And it looked delicious as could be. We all had a try at it. And Ingeborg ate the whole thing without batting an eye. Now, when she got done, she didn't even pat her tummy and say, wow, that was great. She looked around to see if we had left any pieces of pie on our plate, because the pie was very good, too. And she was happy to have a spoonful of pie from the coconut pie and from the pumpkin pie and from the other pies, the pecan pie that we had. What a delicious dessert. What a lovely cake. Well, Ingeborg was like Rex and didn't have the good judgment to say no. But you know, when Ingeborg went home, she went outdoors and she went down to collect wood for the fireplace, and she went here and there, and she was going over to feed her cat a mile away at the Shangri-La house, and she was just going. Well, now, you can be sure, all that sugar, all that energy, all that dessert, all that cake was well used up as she was trucking around the ranch here doing all the things that she loves to do. Yes, cake is nice, but in moderation, and all things in moderation. But not only in moderation, we like to have it, and having it puts that special little topping on our meals. Man does not live by bread alone, and the bread is beautiful, the bread is sufficient, the bread is adequate. Like with Rex, his regular dog food is adequate for him. But a little doggy treat now and then is kind of special, and it's really only from our point of view. Rex would eat 5 or 6 meals a day if they were set out there for him. And then after a time he would learn that he would tone it down and tone it down. Dogs who are given unlimited food from the time they're little puppies eat whatever is satisfying to them, and because they're not ravenous, they eat whatever is satisfying, and then they leave the rest alone. And they do not overeat. I had a little dog, Whiskers. She's a little terrier. And we had a container that kept her food. And she would go in there and eat what she wanted. And then more food would fall down into place. And whenever she wanted it, she'd eat it. And the food lasted approximately her portions every day, because by the end of the month, when more food was put in there, it was exactly the amount she should have eaten. We do eat normally, and we do eat good. And the cake is kind of fun, but always we should remember, the cake is just an extra. The cake is just something to titillate our taste buds and say, now, the piece de resistance. Sometimes the meal itself is the piece de resistance, the great desirable thing that we eat. Yeah, how about that? Now you know all about the campus eating life, or a little bit of it at least. Have a lovely day, and have your piece of cake, but eat it in moderation. Just like we eat our cake in moderation here on campus. And we are the happiest, healthiest, finest people on the face of the earth, right alongside of you. I love you. I love you. I love you.